listening to Sleep Time Sobers.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep time's over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on a shot for shot. Reporting live from Hawaii, that's the duck, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on it old fashioned at the room at Ibrow. Relocation worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the cap, a guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. Forgot the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Zach Moore's from here, but for now lock it in for the show. Hey.
Sleep time's over. The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. Tonight's guests include, for the 69th time,
Little program that we do. Sleep Time's Over is the show. Thank you all listening on the whole channels of Spotify, iHeartRadio. We got Stitcher, iTunes, Podomatic, all that stuff. All the people watching this thing, because you know, we got cameras, we got this lights, we got this 4K. You know?
Yeah.
Botox.
Very daunting.
Right. Pimple.
Thank you for all blemishes. Of that. Yeah.
I mean, thank you for facelifts coming up for the new year. New year, new you, you know. So I have a cough, so I'm going to try and see if I can get away with doing this. I am currently what they call sucking a Ricola right now.
Oh, the Ricola, shout out, huh?
Was it Ricola?
Was I don't that know. That's, what they, I that's don't how know. They said in the commercial,
Ricola,
right?
Ricola.
Ricola.
Yeah, it all sounds the same shit. But yeah, I'm going to try and see if I can break the fourth wall. I ate last episode, so I'm going to see if I can... I don't want to say what.
Well, it's cold season,
see
baby.
See if I can suck.
I got a little bit of bug on my throat too.
Oh yeah, bugaboo. Shout out Destiny's Child.
It's going around, man.
I don't know, man. We got the weather, man. It's hot. It's cold. You know, hell is hot.
Shout out DMX.
DMX.
Yes.
Shout out. That's right. But this is a fun little event here. I was thinking, you know, with the lineup we got, you know, we got Kaimana's here.
Yeah.
Shout out Kaimana. We got OG Libra here. We have, you know, we have woo. And listen, we got King Tevez. You know, we already got the Lord. Might as well have a king show up, right? Qualifies here for the 69th time. It's, you know,
that's right.
It's going to be a fun. We have Thomas Ray is here, and he's going to go in and talk all his shenanigans. This is the bro show, I think.
That is.
This is
we got wrestling, hip-hop,
drinking,
smoking,
flexing, smoke, yell, swear a little bit. I mean, this is the bro. We never done the bro show. That's We've done ladies' night, ladies' night 2.0, but, you know. It's a good vibe here. I think it's gonna be a good deal. It's gonna be a good lot of man
good,
talk.
Man.
You know, we've been dealing with nerds. We've been dealing with masturbation for weeks. And now we can do it. We can do it. Actual men who have sex. This is like, you know, we don't get that often on this program, so it'll be good. Sky, how's your? Took a week off.
Oh, what a segue into me, right?
I
don't even know what to do with that.
I don't want to talk about myself. So,
Speaking of guys who don't bang.
Well,
Thanksgiving weekend, the week was last week. We took the week
that's
off.
That's right. Nice to see Shaka Santa up in downtown, right? It officially is Christmas in Hawaii now, right?
That's right, yes.
So how was your holiday. Thanksgiving? Was it another silent Thanksgiving at the at the family's house?
Before I shoot some fires, let's go to Tuesday. We have to go. We'll backtrack to Tuesday night. Before that, I was having Tuesday night. It's only fitting that with Thanksgiving week being a thing, you have sushi. So I went to the good people of Senyu.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Located Senyu. Behind Rock Bottom, as you guys may know, Rock Bottom University, where beer pong goes to die. Right,
it's a lot of people. A sushi restaurant vomit behind on top of a vomit. Sports bar.
Sushi behind a sports bar, right. So that's, you know, draw your conclusion there. And I was there, and it's you went there. You gave it a good review.
Yeah.
I thought I was there. Shout out to, I went to the man with Social Sushi Tuesday. Usually I do the Social Sushi Saturday, which is basically be by myself, posting on the IG story. I did not do that this time. I did it on Tuesday night with the man said at Diamond Guy 808. I was there. I joined everyone's favorite Jewish jeweler, Diamond Guy 808. And he took me down to Senyu. We go down there. Sushi was good.
Yeah.
It's only sushi.
It's so only sushi. There, no menu.
You cannot get tempura, katsu. You cannot get any of that. You're just going to get sushi. Omakase is what they say.
It's only omakase. You sit down and it's pretty much chef's choice. That's pretty much how they do it.
All was well, but there was one gentleman sitting to the right of us that we got to talk to, and he was telling us that he sold medical supplies.
Oh, yes.
So it was like, oh, wow. That's great. What do you sell? Breast implants. So I'm like, okay. That's a medical supply. So then he proceeds to tell us that he gave one of the implants to the chef as a little tension reliever. So we're like, of course, well, I can bring him on. Like, see. So he has the silicone implant behind the chef's counter. Shout out health code violation. And we got to play with it. So it's made out of silicone. So I didn't know about this. I don't know about the fake tits. Okay, so the silicone is still a thing, apparently. Because, you know, back in the day, I'm old. When the thing would cut open, women freak out. You got to go call the cops, call the feds, everybody. The silicone's going to go in. You're going to die in a half hour. But now, apparently, you cut the thing open, nothing happens. And it's okay. It's a slow drip, apparently. A lot of innuendo in this episode, right? So it was a silicone breast implant. We're holding it like that. We're playing around with it.
So you're squeezing it. Squeezing an implant in eating sushi.
Do the
What kind of omakase is this?
And then, of course, you know.
Well, it's behind a sports bar. You know?
It's behind a sports bar, Freeze. Yeah, shout out DJ Freeze, the Paul Schaefer of the show. So we get this tit. And, of course, you know Diamond Guy, he is Jewish, Israeli. So he proceeds to say, and he's already like, you know, after like, you know, bottle and half a sake. Well, I wouldn't just get the breast, we go titty fucker. And that's what he says. And he's already messed up beyond imagination.
Sounds like a class act.
And he's right. He's going to so kick my ass. And, you know, you'll say things like, my wife, you know.
He's a
shot of Borat. So he was out of his head.
Real life Borat.
He was totally out of his head. We got this breast implant there. Very bizarre breast implants at sushi. So that was Tuesday night. What do you think of that?
You guys gonna wind up in Rock Bottom after and do shots? And
well, you have to go to Rock Bottom to pee because the restrooms are in Rock Bottom. So as you pass by the people throwing up, you're gonna have to go in there to pee. So shout out people. A lot of people are throwing up that night too. So.
What a
yeah. Tuesday night.
Isn't
throw
that bathroom
up Tuesday?
Just like that bathroom is just gnarly? Yeah,
it's pretty bad. Yeah. It's ass on top of ass. Yes, it's pretty bad. So, anybody wants to venture on that one after tonight? And then we fast forward then to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, I got special. The prepackaged Thanksgiving meals is always a thing because nobody really wants to cook. Correct me if I'm wrong. If you're a cook for Thanksgiving, we have to get the pre-made packaged meals. So I was thinking, let's get something different. And I went back and I was thinking of the good people of Redondo's. Shout out Redondo's, who make sausages.
What? Redondo's, I want to see where this is going.
Segway.
Shout out to the people of Redondo's. Redondo's, they make red sausage, more sausage. Well, back in the day, I recall back in 2004, me with the said ex-girlfriend at the time, we were trying to look for a turkey. We go to what's called Holiday Mart, Daiye, Don Quixote. I'm old. They have a Redondo's vacuum-sealed turkey, a smoked, spiced turkey that you can get. It's like $40.
Okay.
And you can it's already kind of cooked, so you just cook it. It takes 2 hours. You just heat it up, and then you're good.
Okay.
Tried it in 2004. I was like, all right, man, not bad. It was good. And it wasn't, as to quote from last week, wasn't not dry. It was not, I'm not going to say moist or wet.
Wet.
We got in trouble for that. Yeah. Not doing that again.
Yeah.
Not dry. So it was good. So I'm like, I got thinking maybe something different because, you know, people like Popeyes, you know, has that Cajun turkey. You got all these different pre-made turkeys and shit. So I'm like, why don't we get the Redondo's? Redondo's still makes it. You just have to call them. They make it for the employees. But they make 80. So if you want one, whoever calls, they'll get an extra one. It's $40.
You throw an extra five, they dye it red? Maybe, like the hot dogs?
Red number five. Red, right. But you can get it. You just got to pick it up at in the warehouse in Waipahu. So that's the catch.
So you drove all the way to Waipahu?
No, I sent someone to do that.
Oh.
You know, play the game. So you go and you get the Redondo's turkey and you cook them. It was good. It was not dry. It meaning it was wet. Meaning it was moist. So it was good. Success. So I got that. Okay. So, but then the kicker was getting dessert. Because you know, you get dessert, you get pumpkin crunch, chocolate up here, pie on it. So I decided to go to the good people of Hawaiian Pie Company.
Yep.
Waikamula Road, right?
Right.
Kalihi. Big following. You can pre-order the pies. I pre-order the pie. They have a pumpkin custard pie.
That's their most popular.
They put the pumpkin, put the custard on it. All right. You can schedule what time you're going to come. 10 a.m., pick it up. Good, no problem. You go in there, you drive. Waikamula Road, packed. Everybody's there. All the local people are there. All lined up down the street. No parking at this place. What are you to do, right? So I go park down the street a couple blocks. Then I walk in there. Super long line. We're all wondering what's going on. So, of course, if you stand in a line a long time, you're going to start talking to the people in line. So.
Not me. Call headphones, bro.
All right. Okay. Antisocial.
AirPods.
We're in this line. It's hot. We're going to try and find out what's going on here. It's taking way too long. We scheduled our specific times to pick up this pie.
All right.
So I'm talking to the guys, and I'm like, how long you been here for? 30 minutes. What about you? 30 minutes. I'm like, all right. We're all wondering what's going on. We all pre-ordered. 45 minutes later, we're waiting. Guy comes out of Hawaiian Pie Company. He's like, anybody in pre-sale? I'm like, all of us raise our hand. I'm like, so what does that mean? Oh, you guys come over here. You don't have to be in this line. You can stay in a separate line. I'm like, the guy behind me, right after he said, I don't believe him. I'm like, all right, okay. I'll go check on this for you. So then I do what the local people, if you've seen this, when they want to get something and they want to be sure of something, the local people, they do the pertain arm. The pertain arm meaning, so you sure what? This is
yes.
You sure? This is
we all know that.
We're in the pre-sale line. This is the line. You have to put your hand like this, your arm like this. I don't know what that is. You say pertain. That's what local people do. The pertain arm. You go, you sure? So then I say, yes, okay. So then I go and talk, okay, come on in, guys. And all of them, we all just come gang rush the whole line. It's all of us pre-sale people over there. Not the best line management for Hawaiian pie company.
So what was total wait time for this pie?
I was there for almost an hour.
Jeez.
Almost an hour.
I live in Chinatown, you know, so I live down the street from Lee's Bakery. It's about a two-hour wait for that.
Really? Lee's Bakery was 2 hours? Really?
About two hours. Line going down.
Wait, what
block and a half.
Really?
Down King Street, yeah. I didn't wait in this.
Well, you... What's the pie they got there? What's the special
pumpkin,
pie?
Pumpkin. Oh, okay. They got pumpkin custard. Oh, they just got all those stuff, man.
It was all right. I mean, I give 3.5 mics. Hawaiian pie.
Not worth an hour.
Not worth the hour. So the hour wait, negative 10 mics. That's shit. So yeah. Just put the arm out. Pertain arm. That's my, I guess, the pre-sale, I guess, of Thanksgiving. And then, of course, we got, for anybody that follows the show, we have a quick lunch. About an hour. Get in.
This is with the Weiss family.
Correct. Get in. We stare at the food.
You stare at each other.
Stare at each other for a little bit. And then back to staring at the food. Then we get wife's dad, cuts the turkey. We stare at it. Then we all wonder who's going to eat first because nobody wants to eat first, right? So we're all just wondering. You're like, go eat it. Now you go eat. Now you go. 10 minutes later, we're trying to figure it out. Then finally somebody goes. Then somebody goes to eat. And then after that, cleaning. Just cleaning up everything. You got to clean up. Wash everything down.
So it's like half an hour eating, half an hour
up.
Cleaning?
Pack it all up.
And you're
yes.
out in there in an hour?
It's all about cleaning. You want to get it all clean. So it's very efficient, actually. I like it. And then you have the rest of the day off. So like, you know, 11 o'clock, you had by 12:30, and then that's it. You just live your best life and be done. And then the whole afternoon is yours. You don't have to deal with people you don't want to deal with. These cousin, auntie.
You got to love Japanese Thanksgiving, man.
Kani no hei Japanese for the win.
You got to let
eight
Tutu
years,
eat
nine
first.
9 years now this has been going on. 9 years.
You time them.
I love it. They don't watch football, anything, so it's quiet. So it's like the TV was off. So I'm like, even more so. We got quietness, you awkward social. It was odd. And then I pretty much just stand in the kitchen, just eat, and I just kind of just do that. And that's my Thanksgiving 2019.
Wow.
Yeah, that's it.
Exciting.
Sky, how was your Thanksgiving?
How can I top that? I had the bougie Thanksgiving. I went to the Ritz-Carlton and I ate at La Vie.
Shout out pretentious.
Shout out my mom. She's 74. She don't want to cook turkey no more. She's over it. She don't want to do it. So me and my stepdad, we treated her to La Vie. They did a five-course Thanksgiving dinner, $85, and they made turduckins in-house.
Really?
So, yep. Duck, right, stuff so in a chicken, stuff in a turkey.
Chicken, turkey.
And we throw a turducken party. We've thrown one, what, the last two years?
Yes. So anybody down with the turducken, it's good stuff. I mean, let's try it.
The one that we had over here was definitely, this is like a fine dining version of it. Right. But it was fantastic, man. It was really, really good. And so the service was excellent.
That's the Ritz-Carlton, that's an outdoor restaurant.
It is. So I say food is five mics.
Can't be eating outdoors.
Service is five mics. Yeah. Ambiance is like three mics because there's no AC. It's an outdoor restaurant. And you're next,
you're next to an
infinity pool. So you're constantly hearing water drip off the side. You got to make shishi the whole night. You know what I mean?
Like, see, what's up with these guys? Exactly. You know, these guys designing these places, they make them outdoor, thinking that we're just going to look out into the breeze. No, we ain't going to do shit. That place, Noble, get out of here.
The food was fantastic. I just got a shout out to Dusty and the whole crew over there. It was really, really good.
Oh, that's right. That's Dusty. That's right. Shout out to Dusty. Yes.
But here, I wanted to say something. The table next to us,
here we go.
There was a guy on a date, taking his girl out.
Even better.
And we could tell it was a date. They weren't like a couple because he was asking a lot of date questions. We could hear him because he's next to us. Right?
What's a date question? Because
there's you know, just like, oh, so what you into? What you like? You know what I mean? Where you from? You know what I mean?
You're not getting laid.
What's your dad like?
What high school you in?
What's your dad like? Wow.
Freeze, you asked that kind of local guy question. You like your dad. You don't like him. Wow. I probably get chance.
Freeze.
Get chance.
Get chance, I can see you asking.
I wanted to know. This girl was dressed to the nines. I mean, she was in the gown with the heels, with the jewelry, makeup. This guy, t-shirt and shorts.
There you go.
Holla.
So, we've talked about this before. What's your thoughts on this? Like, do girls even care? Do they care? Like, do girls care about this? Ladies in the crowd, do you care if you're dressed to the nines?
How about the women?
And a guy's in t-shirt and shorts?
Right?
All right.
Is the guy dressing up? What are we doing?
Yeah.
You know what?
Let's not start the dating war, but.
Right. So obviously the guy picked her up. I mean, she had no choice already. It's like point of no return.
As a woman, you have no choice at this point.
Right.
The guy show up and that's it.
Right.
So I don't know how do you rectify that situation? But yes, the guy should have some understanding of where he's at. If he's at the Carlton, you show up, you know, what? Shirt, tank top, slipper, lava. I don't know.
Yeah. I just was we were all kind of blown away by that, you know.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of t-shirt and shorts and slippers, I went to the Joe Coy Just Kidding Tour show on Friday. Yeah. Sold out the arena twice.
How many shows is he doing here? Just one.
He did two.
Okay.
Sold out the arena twice.
All right.
And then he was theater in the round. So it was basically the stage in the center of the arena. So they could actually fill every seat.
Right.
So shout out to Joe Coy, man.
How long was his
He did 2 hours. Yeah. He did a 2 hours, and I wouldn't really call it a set. He's writing his set, so he's just kind of freestyling the whole thing.
Was like trying new material, or what's he doing?
So he's trying new material and then doing a lot of crowd work. It was a lot of crowd work.
No Tacoma jokes or anything.
Who likes spam? Who likes spam?
A lot of that kind of stuff. It was overall funny, and the crowd was eating up. They were loving it. And then he ends it off with like a 90s R&B tribute. And basically does arena karaoke, pretty much.
Isn't that the gimmick though?
Totally. Yeah, that's his whole thing. But hey, solid show, man.
Shout out to whatever makes money. That's
it. And they were selling tons of merchandise, man.
Yep.
The merchandise table, the line was crazy long.
No, he's a brilliant marketer. He's a genius. He knows the market. He knows it well. That's
man.
What is the merchandise? Just shirts?
It's stickers? His logo. It's his JK logo. And then he has all his catchphrases.
The fuck?
From the ghetto to the Getty. And he has like all these rice is rice. And he has all these different slogans from his
Freeze, you gotta come up with that one.
Comedy bits.
Rice is rice.
Hey, come get my Liliha nuclear jelly Joe Coy edition.
We gotta get some DJ Freeze merch.
Is here. Wow. I didn't know there was that much merch for Joe Coy. All right, then what else?
And I saw some movies.
You see movies. That's what you do, guys. What movies
that's right.
You see?
I saw a movie called Honey Boy. You heard of this movie?
Honey Boy.
I know it sounds inappropriate.
As opposed to Honey Girl.
Sounds like a local movie.
Shout
out
to
Honey Boy. But it's the semi-autobiographical movie about Shia LaBeouf's childhood. He wrote the film.
Oh.
You not heard about this?
I did not hear about this, no.
So it's only playing at Coco Marina.
Of course.
Of Coco Marina, of all theaters.
Of course, for Kaiser people.
It's awesome movie, man. It's awesome. I mean, it's
all right.
uh, you gotta watch a movie about child abuse, but it's.
I can't wait. I'll set aside some time for that
but,
tomorrow.
But I think it's kind of shocking what he was going through during his time on Disney Channel. Cause it basically talks about his father, who was an ex-con, who was taking care of him while he was filming that Disney show, Even Stevens. And at the same time, the father was a recovering drug addict.
So you get to watch Disney Plus, and is Even Stevens and on
there? No, but it gives you more insight.
Watch it pre-drugs.
It gives you more insight into why Shia is Shia, right? Like, why people, like, he was such a polarizing
figure. Okay, so hold on a second. I gotta give you credit, man. Like, you really watch the cuts. I gotta say.
Yo, bro.
I can't picture anybody seeing this movie, but you went to,
check this shit out. It was me and a bunch of senior citizens.
I give you respect. I'm gonna give you respect. All right. There's no one I'm gonna know that's gonna watch this movie.
Probably not.
Who did you go with to this movie?
By myself.
Wow.
Who am I gonna take? I'm gonna ask a girl to go, hey, watch this movie about child abuse with me.
Once again, I don't know how you do it.
Hey, honey girl.
So,
I know. But you know, on the other end of the spectrum, I saw Knives Out. And that was a big hit over the weekend. You heard about this movie, right? It's a new murder mystery from Rian Johnson.
Right. Now, is that movie like
Star Wars?
Is it like Clue?
It's like Clue. It's like Sleuth. Right. It's like basically like a parlor mystery. It's like all the suspects, and then you kind of narrow them all down. So it's kind of like a whodunit.
Right.
With a new twist. Okay. But really good too. Excellent.
Is that worth go to the theater for?
Going to the theater for.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. Is there gonna be like a lot of CGI and special
effects? No CGI at all.
Something blown up?
No. It's very, very. Let's check. Like stripped down to basics, all about the script, performances kind of movie. But yeah, really good. Right. Daniel Craig is given like over the top performance.
Captain America's in there too, right?
And Chris Evans is in it. Christopher Plummer, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Wow.
Michael Shannon. Yeah, it's an all-star
cast. Yeah, like 70 by now.
Yeah, really good. Jeez. So I get both movies for Mike.
What a doubleheader by you. That's something.
I thought I watch a depression, and then I got to watch something kind
of. You got to get an upper and a downer. Yeah, yeah. Right? It's like a Red Bull vodka.
It's like uppers and a downer. Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, speaking of Knives Out, there's a war going on.
A war going on. Mobb Deep. Yes,
that's
exactly.
Right. Go play some Mobb Deep.
Yeah. Cue Mobb Deep. No, well, if you've been following. No, Freeze, don't. You don't have to do that yet. Freeze will do it. So there's a thing that's been going on what they call the internet, what they call the Instagram, the IG story. The kids, they love it. They love this IG story. And what we do is we go on there, you put little 15-second shit. Okay, I don't need to expand on that. But we have the chicken sandwich war going on. Popeyes has the chicken sandwich.
Yes.
Everybody going crazy. Everybody in the world, they don't know what to do. Looking at each other, don't know what to do. So then we have other establishments.
What is chicken?
With their own said chicken sandwich. So we've had a place, an establishment known as Square Barrels. We've had a place known as Earl Kakaako, Earl Kai McKee. They came out with one. Smith & Kings has one. They're all coming out with these sandwiches, right? And all their different take on it. So, of course, the shit talk begins, and it's only fitting that we bring the band that is the king of shit talk, who kind of got the ball rolling for the Chicken Wars 2019. We're going to talk about this because it's going to be a special event coming up December 18th at this very said highbrow room. So let's bring them out. The head, Holly in charge of Square Barrels, Thomas Ray. Where are you? Tongue tied.
You were making your son listen to Dashboard Confessional?
We were listening to Dashboard Confessional this morning.
Yep.
Singing
It's never too early to get teen angst.
To screw up teen angst, right.
Yeah. Thomas, First of all, how you doing, man? I'm doing good. First of all, fuck Popeyes, right?
There we go.
We're going to go straight into it.
Wow.
Fuck Earls. We're going to beat them down on the 18th on this show. Justin, you're going down, and I don't really know what else you want me to talk about right now.
Hey, all right. Thomas That's Ray, it. Everyone.
Can I go home now to my family? No?
he's a stressed out father. Well, let's talk about your sandwich, man. Like, you have a chicken sandwich that came out before this whole Popeyes thing happened. So let's talk about this. What happened here?
All right. So we came out with the Mother Clucker in June because everyone was so stoked that Chick-fil-A was coming to Hawaii, right? And in our opinion, it doesn't matter if you're gay, straight, black, white, Holly like yourself,
Hawaiian.
Anyone can come work at Square Barrels and eat our food, whatever. But so we came out with the Mother Clucker, right?
Right.
And then we'd been doing it since June, and then everyone lost their mind when Popeyes came. I don't know why, but you know, people want to pay $6 and stand in line for 2 hours.
What's your thoughts on that? Why do you think everybody went nuts for this?
I don't know. I don't have a logical answer for you. Right. Maybe they don't have anything good going on. I don't know. Like, that's kind of harsh, but to me, it's just another corporate bullshit that came to the islands that people lost their minds
Hold
over.
The mic up to your mouth, bro.
Look at that.
Corporate restaurant stuff.
Put the mic. Okay, there you go.
See. Is this better?
Yeah, we don't have a boom mic like over here, dog.
Right. Thomas is very, very excited. But then you have the mother clucker. Now tell us, what is the mother clucker?
It's Texas toast. We're just going to throw that out there now. It's far superior than the bullshit Justin's using. I don't even know what he's
Holy
using.
Holy moly.
Keola, do you want in on this? Do you want to be in the Moke's Chicken Wars?
Shout out Keola Warren, who's here in the crowd.
Shout out Smith & Kings. They're about 2 months late to this Chicken War thing, but they wanted to be a part of it, so that's all good. We'll beat them too.
All right. I like it. So this is going to be happening December 18th. At the High Bar in the chicken test battle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to bring your sandwich. Earl's going to bring his sandwich. Smith & King's bring the sandwich. And we're going to have a special celebrity taste tester. And it's going to be from Hawaii News Now, Ashley Nagaoka, finally.
Whoa.
We're going to have Ashley Nagaoka on.
What?
The envy of men everywhere.
Wow.
The most requested female guest is going to be here eating. So get ready for that. I think you got it.
We got it. Yeah. So then the mother clucker has chicken thighs, not chicken breast. You know, it's all about the dark meat, guacamole, bacon, and a little bit of mayonnaise on it too.
There you go.
And then of course the spice, the heat,
dark meat and cream. I like it. Yeah. Okay. So, what do you feel as far as the brioche bun? Everybody else is doing. Popeyes is doing. Why the Texas toast? Why the standout for that?
Because we're not going to do something just to do it because Popeyes does it. You know, we're not trying to copy Popeyes. We're trying to be our own little entity in downtown. And the only reason people go downtown is to go to Square Barrels or go to court. So we want to make it really, really good.
Well,
they might go see their lawyer and shit, but, you know, I hope they come to see me. But
okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And we gotta push. I always mention on this show, you got the best parking situation in downtown. You have a freaking structure.
We do. We have about 2,000 parking
structure
stalls.
Downtown, all right. Everybody wants to go Hotel Street. Manifest. Never mind. You go to Square Barrels. You got the parking structure. Good to go. Mother Clucker.
It's $2. $2 to park. Mother Clucker.
How about it? So you're going to be ready to go for the 18th?
I'm ready to go right now.
Wow.
And just so you guys know, Aaron Sakai likes Justin's sandwich better than mine, which is fucking bullshit because my wife is his client. But shout out Justin. Shout out Aaron Sakai, the hater. Fucking haters.
As long as you're not mad, saying, though.
Can we give a shout out to Aaron Sakai's shoes? All right. Petey Pablo with the NC blue right there.
Yeah, can we give a shout out to the Vans that's been worn by every Holly from
I'm
here?
White.
From
all right,
1981. All right.
Yeah, 1981.
Let's go back. I'm just saying this before, you know, we get you disqualified from the chicken event. I gotta say, because of the Texas toast, the chicken itself, this is all honesty, the chicken itself compared to Earl's chicken, more flavor. It's just the toast I don't like because the thing breaks up. It breaks up. You get 2-3 good shots of
Since we're being real talk, the distribution of chicken is better. I don't know how many of your
analysis.
Guests care about this with Earl's, but I think the overall flavor profile of our sandwich
Based off how many Earl's is sold, I think they do care. So I'm just saying.
Ooh, yes, wow.
But,
you know, I don't have to post my numbers online to be cool. I'm just fucking
no,
cool.
No, he didn't. Right? He posted it. He said it live. Sorry. No.
Yo, this getting real personal.
Can you just
you've seen nothing, bro. We'll go all night with this guy. Let's do it.
You know what? I don't have the
hairline
time
jokes earlier.
Yeah,
so
bro.
December 18th, okay, bro. This is the bro show.
This is the bro show. Right, December 18th.
This is the only time you get to say bro on the show. Let me get you out of here. December 18th. Gonna be 8 o'clock. I guess we start earlier, and then off we go with the. You're gonna try to cook these here.
Yeah, we're gonna cook ours on site too.
Right.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything's got to be better fresh, right? Like Bite Squad is garbage. All these food delivery stuff is garbage. If you want, like, a real bomb mother clucker, just come down to Square Barrels and freaking have it fresh.
Square Barrels on Bite Squad? Really?
Yeah, we're on Bite Squad.
Oh, really?
I don't really like it, but we're on Bite Squad.
Because I just get, you know, Rainbows, L&L from Bite Squad because it's convenient.
Cook it in my mouth.
Late lunch, sorry. Okay, I didn't know I was on Bite Squad. All right, but then we're going to get you ready for that one. It's in a week from now, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah, man.
What? Thomas Ray, everyone. Sky, anything?
Woo!
Yep.
No, I can't wait. I can't wait for this battle, man.
Yeah,
man. I almost want to see you guys battle more. I like the shit talking.
We got too
right
many
now.
Bros. We ain't got time to bleed.
Shout out Petey Pablo.
Right. Shout out Jared Leto. All right, let's take a break. Sleep time's over.
Sleep time's over. We'll be right back.
There we go. That's it. Freeze, what are you playing over there? What? sleeping the James Brown over there? With
No, you know, this is the kind of Bob James, you know, Bob James.
Oh, okay. I didn't
you know, the Bob James.
Yes, Bob James. Nautilus.
Yes. Nice. All right, Nautilus.
Like, I guessed it
yes.
right? Okay.
Yes, good job.
All
right,
well, we're
job.
Back. Sleep Time's Over is here. And before we get our first guest, a couple news and notes. We got the December 18th show.
That's
the
right.
Christmas show. We're going to have the, here we go, back to masturbation. We have the Rise of Skywalker special.
Oh, no.
Sunday, December 22nd. Good God. So we're going to discuss that movie. Gosh, I don't even know how long that's going to be. Then we have January 14th is the Farewell to Pint and Jigger show. Tentatively is the date.
Oh, man.
Either, yes, boo for now, yes. People that don't know Pint and Jigger is leaving, the cops bought them out. There we go. Exactly. Yeah. Fuck.
They're being relocated. So, relocated.
But that whole block is going to be taken over by the cops. So FGP. Shout out Pigs. And then that's going to be in January. And then February will be the Farewell to Harry's Hardware show.
Yep.
We're doing that as well. The Valentine show. This is February 11th. Special guest for the Valentine show. I will unveil. That's going to be singing live. Glenn Madero's will be there for the Valentine show.
Nothing's will change my love for you still.
Yes.
Friend to the show.
Friend to the show. He will be singing love songs to hopefully someone in love. But before we get to...
hopefully. Before,
well, it's usually a train wreck, the Valentine show. So who knows? Yeah. You know, people were bleeding.
We're going to have guys bringing girls with... full dressed out in gowns, and they're going to be in t-shirts and
tank
shorts.
Top shorts.
Furikake. Okay. Our first guest. Yeah, right? So our first guest is a veteran to the pro wrestling game. He is. You can catch him at the Oos Wrestling, and it's going to be December 14th is their next show, Unhinged, at going to be Pure Nightclub is where that one is going to be. It's going to be a fun one, Sky, to have this guy on. Let's bring him on in. Kaimana.
The theme of Qualify.
You did your theme, right? That's your theme song.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Quali did my theme.
Oh, okay.
Quali did my theme, yeah. But he also turned his back on me, so whatever.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Good build-up. Good build-up to what's going to happen later.
This wow. trivia, like, I'm pretty sure he's going to win, but fuck him.
Overall, fuck him.
Fuck him. Whatever.
Fantastic. Great shirt.
Oh, shit. I'm using Quali shirt.
Is there a shirt?
Yeah.
Fuck, I used the wrong shirt.
Shout out Qualify shirt. Shout out Weird Marketing. Yes.
Quali, are you still selling? Are you still selling your shirts, Quali? Yeah, fuck you.
Oh, already. This is already a 5-mic interview already. Wow, man. What have you been up to, man? Like, we've been wanting to have you on. Big fans. You have been wrestling since, gosh, what, 96?
Before you was born.
Shit. Thank
Before
you.
Before you was born.
That's
brother.
The best thing anyone said. That's the best thing.
Now, I've been
was
wrestling.
Like 90s?
I've been wrestling a long time. Like, yeah. I want to say, like, since 98.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure I got, like, some daughters around here somewhere.
Hey, all right. Sure. Shout out.
I was probably trying to hook up with them later. I mean, I don't know. No, not sure.
Save that for February. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. No, my bad. My bad. I have no idea.
Save
whatever.
The dating for later. So you're trained by the Metal Maniac. Shout out wrestling. Or was it Lopaka?
Lopaka had his
Lopaka Kapanui. Yes.
I wanted I'll claim Lopaka.
Okay.
Just because Metal Maniac, he's the same dude that fucking rides a fucking tiny ass moped.
That guy rides a moped.
Bro, tiny.
Why?
Tiny. Fuck, I have no idea. Because
he's rocks, a stocky.
He rocks face
weirdo.
Paint too.
Right.
He's the same fucking guy that would rock be like, yo. I wrestled fucking Jimmy Superfly Snuka like 365 days
a
year.
That is a gimmick. He did.
He and
really
he lost 365
right.
days a year.
Right. He was an ECW Metal Maniac. How bizarre was that?
That's crazy.
How did he get there?
I have no idea. Blowjobs, maybe.
Right? He had that mouth. It was okay. So I remember Metal Maniac from World League Wrestling.
Yes.
Which is Lars Anderson, shout out. shout out Olello.
Shout Sorry, out. Ken.
Shout out, but I'm just saying, like, World League Wrestling was the thing that I first saw Metal Maniac, and I also saw Louis Borja.
Okay.
Am I throwing out these names?
You
remember the,
no,
the announcer guy?
No, you're good. You're
this
good,
was,
yes.
This was always, okay, it was a bizarre show that all they did was do interviews, and they never had a wrestling match, and it was like Metal Maniac talking
they had
for like
backyard
three,
wrestling matches.
They had some thing in the back, they, like, it was probably Lars Anderson's
They had
backyard.
Like caution tape as ropes.
Oh, yeah.
And they had like that kind of fucking shit. So
they need to bring that back. Can we like somebody's got the ball. Let's bring back a DVD.
No.
Let's just put on like a DVD and like watch it, and we can just like cry.
Just beta.
Yeah.
Betamax.
Wow, that'd be something to get.
A lot of people don't know this shit. A lot of people
A lot of people don't know anything we're talking about right now.
Right now, looking at me like, what the fuck is beta?
The crowd has checked out. hours ago on this show.
Yeah.
But yes, I just wanted to say, because I was reading up on you, Lars Anderson, any Lars Anderson stories?
Yeah, I mean, Lars, like, you know, he...
The cousin to Arne Anderson.
Lars took my money, yeah.
Hey, all right.
Yeah. He didn't train me, but he took my money.
Wow, these promoters.
Yeah, that's how it is. Like, everybody took... Like, it's all about the money, man, nowadays.
It's all this political game.
Yeah.
First match, who did you wrestle?
Yeah, this dude that wanted to go to my name as Akua. And you know what Akua means in Hawaiian, right? God.
There
you go. Yes. Thank you.
He's Hawaiian. So,
yeah, this motherfucker, he... Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Chinese guy.
Oh, Lap Tong.
Want to be known as God.
What the hell is going on?
I hope you won that one.
I mean, I can't say shit because I dressed up as Raven. I don't know, Raven, like fucking jean shorts.
Oh, yeah. Right, with the trench coat?
With the trench coat?
Dude, I was fucking... My name is Kaimana, dressed up as Raven.
Right.
With a Guns N' Roses shirt.
Awesome.
And fucking... Chopped off like jean shorts. Like,
well, that was a look in the late 90s.
That was
fine. You're like, there was a lot of guys, you know, trying to be hip. ECW kind of
I was trying to be hip.
These references, no one's getting.
Yeah, nobody is. Look at them. They're not even laughing, like nothing.
They're shocked. Shock and awe. Is what's the
this crowd? This is really a bro show. This is a bro show. This is only for us to know.
Right?
Like, nobody else knows what's going on, and I want to know right now.
This way. That's why.
Nobody knows this shit.
So, debut, November of 96. We got here.
Yeah.
Is that the truth? That was against this Chinese guy?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
At Mauna Kea Mocker Place.
Really?
Of all places.
Wow.
So some dude tried to high-five me. I told him, get the fuck off. and he wanted to scrap, like, full on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where was the ring going in Mauna Kea Mocker Place?
Bro, like,
next to the rats?
Like, right in the middle. No, the rats set up the ring.
They set up the
ring. Yeah,
they're strong
the
rats.
Yeah.
They're strong.
It was good. Ratatouille was good, bro.
Yeah, it's like the Muppets good. Rats, you know.
Ratatouille was
cool,
good.
Cool, they could set them up.
It's all good.
What organization was this for? Like, there's even like a million of them, right? And like, you were a million of them. So what was
I want to say it's Hawaii Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
It was run by this dude named, I don't even know his name, but then he had like, he did makeup. That looked like the Cookie Crisp guy.
Great.
The
Cookie Burglar?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like he was trying to rob.
What, the Hamburglar?
Yeah. Yeah, like the Hamburglar.
Great gimmick.
Yeah.
And he was the promoter?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's like, I'm going to get you. He's like, I'm going to get you on a power slam, but he's doing a power bomb.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you don't know shit, bro.
That bad.
Yeah.
So you got out of there. Then what was your, of all your promotions, what was your most favorite then? Back in the day.
Oh, back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, you know, Oost Wrestling is now.
But yeah, Oost, thing is, like, I would say Oost right now, but then back in the day it would be Action Zone Wrestling.
Hey, shout out.
And by DDB.
That's right. My bank.
Dangerous Darryl Bonilla, friend of the show.
We love and it. He hates that shit. He fucking hates when you say, like,
he's not a fan, yes. Who knows how many times.
No, I didn't say that's my bank. I said that's my jam. AZW is my jam. Right.
No, but he's not my
bank. That's my bank.
So I can say, that's my bank, Darryl Bonilla. So whatever the fuck. I don't care. Whatever.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's
okay. He's laughing somewhere. Yeah. He's having a ball. He's having a blast. So
trying to find a job. It's all good.
AZW.
It's all good. It's all good.
You got to do what you got to do. AZW was that majority of late 90s, 2000s for you? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. You went to the mainland too.
So I did Action Zone Wrestling. I also wrestled in Japan.
Yeah.
I wrestled in mainland a couple times.
Yeah.
Like all over. Like, fuck. Dude, I took so many chair shots. I don't know where the fuck I wrestled. So.
I don't doubt it. Famous opponent. Most memorable opponent.
Favorite.
Yeah.
Some of the favorites would be Jushin Thunder Liger and Samoa Joe.
Nice. Yes. Shout out Samoa Joe. Shout out to OC, Orange County.
Like Samoa Joe. Like, the only, you know how he got his name?
Isn't that his name?
No, you know how he got his name? There was three fucking dudes named Joe.
Okay.
So, like, so one was just, like, Italian. The other guy was just, like, fucking, I don't know, homosexual Joe. I don't know. So, Italian Joe, homosexual Joe. And they're like, oh, you're Samoan. You're going to be Samoan Joe.
Sounds like a little tolerant.
Yeah.
Convenient.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's three dudes that was training, all named Joe, not G.I. Joe,
right.
Whatever the fuck.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah. Samoa Joe way better than homosexual Joe.
And Like, okay. It's a good thing they never call him Sloppy Joe because they're right. getting their ass whipped.
Exactly. He'd be the jobber.
Yeah.
That's a wrestler who loses all the time to the people that have yes. checked out.
As you can see, they're very like, they're very invested.
They're all checking.
They're very invested in this. I see them checking yeah. their times.
They're asking what they're going to do tomorrow.
They're like, yo, where?
You work
when,
tomorrow.
They're like, yo, when does OG Libra fucking rap? When the fuck does he rap? I don't want to watch. I don't want to watch this fucker. This fucker that I don't know. When does OG Libra rap?
Can we drink some more? Can we stand
when
up?
This, yeah, when does fucking Quali beat this dude in fucking wrestling trivia? Like, when the fuck? When the fuck does this shit happen?
Well, you better be ready. This is, I'm telling you. I'm just saying. Okay.
But truth, like, I'm still waiting for OG Libra rap. Like, I'm a fan, so it's all good.
Yes. This is the bro show. I'm telling you. This is great. We got action-packed stuff.
It's a bro show.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Favorite Hawaii wrestling moment?
Favorite Hawaii, like, I don't know if you follow Japanese wrestling.
A little bit, yes.
But then there's, you know, Kensuke
Sasaki.
Yes. Yeah. So I wrestled him at Blaisdell.
Okay.
Yeah, so, like, we did a big event, and then, like, there's fucking front row seats, and it's, like, $100 per, like, per fucking person. Everybody's fucking Japanese, except for my fucking cousin. My cousin, straight up, Hein. Not Hawaiian, but Hein. All right? So this guy, I'm fucking bleeding. So fucking, he hits me with a chair. I'm fucking bleeding. And he looks at me and he's like, holy shit, are you okay? I'm looking at everybody. I see my cousin. I give him the thumbs up. I'm like, I'm okay. I swallow my blood. I spit it at fucking the Japanese tourists that's using fucking like business suits and white vests and whatever. So I'm like, whatever. And then afterwards, like... And they're like, oh my God,
this guy,
he's so tough. But I'm really not, whatever. I see my cousin's just like, holy shit, are you okay? I'm like, I'm going Hawaiian. And he's just like, holy shit. Then I see everybody else. I'm like, oh yeah, you guys are getting this blood. Cousin, you're getting thumbs up. You fuckers are getting this blood. But that's like my favorite like moment because like nobody knew who I was. Actually, nobody still knows. I mean, as you can tell, if you fucking venture off, nobody knows who the fuck I am.
Quite frankly.
So it's all good.
Hey, I know who you are.
It's all good.
Let me tell you this.
Hey, I know you are.
I know you, damn it. All right, that's what it all comes down to, right?
Thank you, brother.
You're still real to me, damn it. That's
you're going to go back to that.
I don't want to go back to
you're going back to that.
What year was the Sasaki match? When was this?
Fuck, I have no... Quali, you know what year that was? Because I don't. That's why he's going to fucking win the trivia. Because he knows shit.
Precursor. Shout out precursor.
Because he's going to know shit because I don't.
I don't remember this.
I don't even fucking know what the fuck I did yesterday.
Well, does anyone really?
Oh, yeah.
But, 2002, it was an all Japanese crowd show at the Blaisdell?
No, like.
What is this? Who's the main event here?
So, like, Great Muta wrestled the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like, Buff Bagwell, Diamond Dallas Page. By the way. The reason why my name is Kaimana because of Diamond Dallas Page, because he was one of my heroes.
Nice.
Because he started off as colored commentary.
Yes.
Then he was a manager.
Right. He was a nightclub owner before that.
Then he was a manager, and then he started being a wrestler.
Right.
And he became world champion.
Right.
So.
He started late, too. Like 35.
So Diamond, I don't know if all you motherfuckers know this.
No, they don't.
I'm going to say motherfuckers because nobody knows who the fuck I am. So Diamond is Kaimana in Hawaiian. And if you separate it, kai is ocean or water. Mana means strength or power. So it has both meanings. So if I'm talking to a dude, I'm like, yo, if he asks me like, hey, what's your name? I'm like, oh, my name is Kaimana. He's like, what does it mean? I'm like, oh, it's, you know, it's like a tidal wave. It means to run you the fuck over. But if I'm talking to women, it's just like, oh, what's your name? Oh, it's Diamond because I'm a lady's best friend.
Hey.
Once again, setting up for the Valentine's
show. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry because my girlfriend's listening, so, babe, I'm just playing. I'm playing, babe. I'm playing.
It's fine.
But if I don't come home tonight, if I don't come tonight, it's not my fault.
Hey,
it's Aaron's fault.
Don't come tonight.
It's Aaron's fault.
No one's coming tonight. All right. Sorry. Inside
but that's a bad thing. Somebody needs to come tonight.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We could be so lucky in this
Yes, hopefully.
Age, with all of the things that are going against us. I remember the show now. They had Taka Michinoku on the show.
Yes.
And it was Diamond Dallas Page in the main event.
Yes.
Okay, yes. I was there.
And some other dude that did the diamond cutter.
I was there. Quali, were you there? 2002? Yeah, just not. Yeah.
Quali wasn't even Quali wasn't even fucking born, but he knows that fucking shit. He knows that fucking shit. He knows that His dreads was there, but not Quali.
I believe it. I believe it. Wow. Well, it's only we got to take a break here because we got to get this. We got to set the stage here, which has already been set. We're gonna have the wrestling trivia champion.
Fuck you, Quali.
That guy. Whoa. Is gonna put the title on the line against this gentleman here. We're gonna have a wrestling trivia battle. It's gonna be epic stuff. Let's take a break here. Let's get this set up. Sleep time's over.
Yes, sir.
It's the 10 crack commandments. Man, can't tell me nothing about this coke. Can't tell me nothing about this crack.
Sleep Time's Over is back with another banger.
Yes.
Fucking big, my man.
So you haven't figured it out by now. It's time for wrestling trivia with the champion. We have this man right here. Qualified is here.
Quali!
Wrestling trivia champion.
Champion of the world, basically.
I mean, fucking, you guys can applaud for him. God damn it. I mean,
can we applause for this
champion
great product?
Champion of the world! If you guys don't believe in fucking God, fucking book, fucking damn it.
That's close enough. Oh, okay, stay there for the buzzer. All right.
Yeah.
And then challenging this man for the title just happens to be Kaimana. He just happens to be here. Round of applause, everyone. Here we go. They still don't know you? Okay. Damn it.
Yeah, no pity applause. No pity applause. If you don't know me, don't fucking clap.
What? And then look at this, everyone. We got buzzers.
Oh, look at that. We're here.
Drink, my bad.
We're here.
Oh, yeah, what? Shout out the scary places to put drinks.
Okay. We're here.
Shout out to a little beer company.
Shout out, yes, a little beer company. We're going to go, here we go. Round one of this is going to be three rounder. We're going to go straight
fucking
up trivia.
Quality.
All right. First one to buzz in gets the answer. All right, question number one. You guys
God
ready?
Damn it.
Let's do it.
I'm not ready, but go.
Let's fuck it. Question number one. Who beat Ric Flair in 1987 for the NWA World title?
Sting.
Incorrect.
God damn it.
Ricky the Dragon Steamboat.
Wrong.
Oh.
The answer is the Hands of Stone, Ron Garvin.
What the fuck? Did you know that shit?
I did not. I was totally going to guess somebody else.
Ronnie Garvin.
Ronnie fucking Garvin.
Who proceeded, you see Kaimana, who proceeded to lose the title at Starrcade 87 Chi-Town Heat. He held the title from September to November.
This motherfucker is
Ronnie Garvin.
He should be the champion.
No,
this motherfucker.
I'm
he
not,
cheated.
You know, I Googled. Okay, question number two. Okay, you guys, 0 points for both.
Right,
question
let's go.
Two.
God
let's
damn
go.
It.
Here we go. This is where name I show the you wrestler who was awarded the WWF Intercontinental title by forfeit from Shawn Michaels, only to lose the title an hour later to Razor Ramon.
Jeff Jarrett.
Close, but no.
God damn it!
I made this too
Shut
hard.
The fuck up!
Freeze, really?
Motherfucker.
Quali, you have 69 seconds. Do you have anything?
I'm totally guessing. Shot in the dark. I'm just going to say Savio Vega.
I made these questions too hard.
No, it's good. No, you made it correctly. It's good. It's good.
Nah, this is good, man. We like it.
It's good. This motherfucker, a champion. He don't know shit.
Well, neither
he don't know
do
shit.
You.
Round three is the promo battle.
Your dreads
we'll say
no
that
more
for,
than you fucking that, need.
That's round
you're
three.
You're actually a wrestler.
Well, your glasses no more than you fucking know. I'm a wrestler. I don't know what the fuck I did with the fuck yesterday. It's all good.
He mentioned that earlier.
That's
okay, both
true.
Guys, 0 points.
That's
question three.
True.
God right, damn it, Quali.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Name the winner of the Royal Rumble in 2007.
Shit.
I'm just going Stone Cold. I don't know.
The.
Beep.
Yes. Wrong. Sorry. Incorrect.
Come on, Bobby. 2007.
2007, motherfucker. It's not the New Day. Not the New Day.
I was Batista? No.
2007, motherfucker.
Maybe. Was that the year when they did like the double elimination?
You are fucking overthinking shit because it's not fucking New Day. All right? Just because you're black, it's not the New Day.
It's all about Kofi, bro. Yeah.
Qualify, quite frankly. Both of you guys are wrong.
The
Undertaker won.
Damn! Somebody said that.
The fucking Undertaker won a fucking Royal Rumble?
He did. And then
wait, was it American Badass or was it like
against Batista, right?
Right, that's not the question. Right? Yes, you got it.
Quality.
Got it.
I knew Batista
this
was involved.
This is your 69th time fucking invited to the fucking podcast. But
I made this too.
Obviously, look difficult. At fucking.
Here
Aaron.
We go. Here we go.
Look at Aaron. Because you're not gonna be invited.
It's okay. Yes. Here we go.
Aaron, no you did points. Fucking
it's okay.
Perfect. Aaron,
it's okay.
You did fucking perfect.
It's okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
Question number 4. Shut up. Name the first and last ever ECW heavyweight champion. This includes the WWE reincarnated ECW that ended in 2010.
Fuck. Wait. I don't know shit.
Wait, you
but
said
I don't know shit, but I will fucking guess.
Good call.
And I don't know.
The okay. First ever ECW champion and the last ever ECW champion. Extreme.
Well, the guy
championship
who was
wrestling.
I would just fucking go. It's not fucking Coco Beerer, and it's not gonna be the guy that I'm gonna fucking answer because I don't know what the fuck it is. But I'm just gonna guess Taz, that's which a, is not it.
That's a nice answer. It's nice. It's not the answer. Incorrect.
Exactly.
Qualify.
What are you saying? The world champ?
Yes, ECW world champion. Yes.
I'm a little bit confused because at the end of the, you're saying at the end of the.
Stop
WWE
trying to kill fucking
ECW
time, Quali!
Show. So the last champ was
the ECW,
Christian.
The ECW champion. Okay, who's the first he's ever ECW champion? I'll give you the year.
Oh, it, like 19, ever?
Ever. 1993.
Okay, well, that's Shane Douglas. Oh, are you talking about? What are you talking about? He's the guy who threw down the NWA belt.
Quali, obviously you fucking then lost.
What's going on?
The first
I have
ever,
no idea.
The first ever ECW champion. Was Jimmy Superfly.
Wow.
What the fuck? The same person that supposedly.
The Metal Maniac.
The same person that supposedly fucking killed his wife. Oh, shit.
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
Whoa. Whoa. He's
we don't
dead
usually
now.
Drop that on podcast.
He passed away
no,
now.
I'm saying. I'm, it's a rumor. Hey, right, it's
see,
a rumor.
Shout out Spell. Getting that right. And it's the a, last ever
a,
champion.
It's a fucking rumor. I don't know.
Is Ezekiel Jackson. Is the last ever ECW
yo,
champion.
You're right. He did beat. He did
be Ezekiel Christian. Jackson.
You know what?
You remember Ezekiel Jackson? Freeze is going nuts over here behind
damn
me.
Fucking Aaron's
too bad
he
doesn't have a
here,
mic.
Bro.
Too bad Freeze doesn't have a mic. Okay.
We can we for get four like a, here?
Here we go.
Jesus
can we get,
Christ.
Aaron, it doesn't can matter. We get it doesn't matter. Because here we go. It doesn't matter. Here we go.
Well, I got a backup question.
Here we go.
Question number 5. Who was right. In the main event for Hot Summer Night at Aloha Stadium 1985? Come on, Hawaiian.
this is all you, bro.
This motherfucker. 1985,
let me tell you something right now. 1985.
I was gonna say Utu Bang Bang. I don't know.
That's like dated. No, 1985. Aloha Stadium is hot. It was summer. It was a night.
That's true.
It's the main event.
You know this shit.
It's not Major Rage or Freeze.
No, it's not.
Are we gonna go 0 for
stop
5?
A second to none.
I think
stop.
So. 0 for 5.
No.
I don't know that one.
Let me guess. Quali, you should guess first though.
I'm gonna say. Peter Maivia and Ric Flair in a Hell in a Cell match.
You
surrounded by sharks.
Quit before your head. You got it partly right.
Oh yeah?
You actually got part of that question right.
Hey,
the main
that.
Event was Ric Flair versus
yes.
Siva Afi.
Oh, I don't
oh,
know.
Oh shit. What
see?
Nobody knows is that Aleki who
what nobody knows?
Bruce? What
that's the last 30 minutes.
Yeah, nobody fucking knows. Because okay, look so at these motherfuckers. Sorry. They don't know the shit. They're trying to look at they're fucking falling asleep right now. They're fucking falling asleep right now.
I've checked out long ago.
But
you could have gave me
but
the what's
Siva Afi is Aleki's the Pineapple King, Us Wrestling, is Siva Afi's the dad.
Oh.
Nice.
But if you guys notice, is that I beat Aleki,
yeah,
which means I fucking beat Siva Afi for the fucking world heavyweight fucking championship. So which means I'm the fucking real champion of Hawaii, which means this shit don't fucking give a fuck because I fucking beat your ass.
Is he already doing the promo? Shit.
That's round 3. How about we hold on a second?
You gotta wait to cut the promo on.
We just finished round 1. But okay. I'm gonna give you guys, I'm gonna give you to Yahoo's one more question.
All right, here we go.
My bad.
Name one of the two schools The Rock attended while living in Hawaii.
McKinley.
Fuck you.
That's correct. Qualify.
I got a question!
Woo! 1-0.
You know the other class he fucking went to?
No!
A Samoan class.
What was it called?
Because he's trying to learn his Samoan heritage.
Oh.
Because he's Dwayne Johnson. Little does he know he's fucking Samoan.
We're very,
I'm just saying.
Getting
I'm
very
saying.
Serious here all of a sudden. What?
Oh, I'm Jay just
Naz
saying.
Jay Naz is on fire over there.
When you
someone's
fucking
calling.
Hear.
See,
no.
We got the,
no.
Someone's on the phone here.
When you hear, yes. When you hear the fucking Rock talk Samoan, he can't fucking speak it fucking properly. He's like, Fa-ma-lothi.
Is this Steve Offie's kid?
Fa-ma-lothi. He can't fucking speak it. He's a howly
I missed the,
fucking Samoan.
I
don't care if the fucking Rock sees this. Rock, step up, bro.
Oh, we're still on the
You
rock.
Ain't shit.
I He's lost. Cutting promos on the Rock.
I'm cutting we fucking got, promos on Rock. I don't give a fuck. He's bigger than me. But fuck still. You. I'm going to be the boulder. You were just a Rock.
Oh, we're still talking about the Rock. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
My bad.
I didn't know where
bad.
We were going.
It's lit.
I got heated. My bad.
I didn't
my
know
bad.
Where you were on this one.
I got heated. My bad.
All right, what's happening on round two?
Let's go round two. Round two is going to be name that wrestler's theme song.
Okay.
Here we go.
Goddamn it, Quali, you're going to get this.
Oh, man.
I might sing this. I might not. Let's go with song number one, Freeze.
Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah.
I just took your shit away. My bad.
Did.
What is this swerve? What's going on here?
I'm trying to cheat,
don't
dog.
Do this. Come on, let's go. Come on, guys.
Is this really a fucking song?
It's bizarre, man. Okay.
I got it. This motherfucker. Yeah. Lord, fucking. I don't.
Hey, come on.
Bad story, and they don't want to be that. This ain't no
fantasy. Oh, USA.
Yeah, man.
Messy and hot. Got it. 2-0.
Backstreet Boys, you ain't got the shit.
2-0 qualifiers.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Quali.
Here we go. All right, yeah.
You got to add that this, with that fucking hip moment. That fucking hip with that fucking
here we go.
I just said 2-0 right now. Song number two, Freeze. Let's go.
Diesel? No, this is not Diesel.
Sometimes love.
I still don't
know what this is. Dance. You can tiptoe around, but don't make a sound.
Does anybody know this fucking
no,
theme
they
music?
Don't.
Exactly, because I don't fucking
love. Know. It sounds like a fight. It sounds like an argument. It sounds just right. A pile driver.
Oh,
yo, okay. Otis Aaron.
It was mentioned earlier. Qualifies
okay,
a guess.
Was this? Shucks. Was this like Hogan's qualified. Old theme? I know it's on the.
Don't fucking ask questions.
It's from the pile
fucking,
driver.
Yes,
record.
You're
just
close. You're very close. It is a. Freeze
oh.
With hints here.
Coco. Gotcha.
Wow.
Coco.
Are we going to give him that? That was kind of illegal
I mean,
by Freeze.
Fucking, he fucking helped
it's
him.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I did the arm motion.
I don't know if we can get the...
Because I'm going to beat the shit out of you guys after this.
Finally. Okay, we'll give a half point there. We're 2.5. Let's go. Question number...
Two
Freeze,
half.
You need to play a song.
What the fuck did he go? He just
I
ran away.
I don't know.
He just ran away.
Freeze, when you get too much what cognac, this is what happens. Freeze, play song number three.
Freeze, fuck you for
I'm
fucking
running wild. Headed for the top, never slowing down, and I'm never gonna stop.
Come
on the way you're gonna see
a lot of men drop.
Baby, watch him drop.
I'm not gonna say
baby,
shit, but
baby.
Your voice is fucking visiting, man.
You are correct.
Yeah! Quali!
Or!
Still winning though. You're
that is
winning.
True.
But you're still winning. You're still winning. So
I think whatever. I think it's 2.5 to 1/2.
No, because I'm.
That's a full
half,
point.
Right? No.
That is a full point
no.
To you.
No, because I got the squat. I got the swagger.
Okay.
So right. I'm actually winning. So yeah, whatever.
No, that's
dangerous.
Not true.
What
yeah.
You just did.
I don't know. I'm trying to.
Bottom
I'm trying to get this shit
this.
To my mind. I don't
how
know
about why. We do this when we got 2.5 to 1?
Okay.
Final round. It is the promo battle, which has probably already happened at this point.
This motherfucker.
You're cutting a promo to each other. You have 69 seconds to do so.
This motherfucker with
okay,
the
okay, we're going to start with qualify.
Thank you, because I don't know what the fuck to say.
That's why I'm saying we're starting with qualify. So you're going to go first. 69 seconds. Cutting a promo on this gentleman. You ready? Qualify, ready?
Is this a breakaway table? Just so if he...
Not this one, no.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying. If he fucking...
Once again...
If I'm intimidated, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. I'm going to throw him in the table. That's all I'm saying. That's all.
Qualify, ready?
I'm just joking.
Let's do it.
Because you did my theme music. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
You're wearing his shirt, for God's sake.
I'm joking, but I'm serious.
Let's do it.
I'm serious as a fucking sunburn.
All right. Qualify, are we ready? Let's go.
69 opponents and 69 times I laid them down for the 3 second 10. And yet again, another one has stepped up, but I'm not even going to count you because I want to keep my record at 69-0. And I may not know any of the questions in the first round, but I know that I won as soon as you showed up because you're already wearing my shirt. I didn't have to do a thing because I was already going against a fan.
Oh, I'm fucking sorry. Is he done? I fucking fell asleep. My bad.
I'm fucking. Come on, he's done. Yeah. So.
I fell asleep.
Your turn, sir.
Shit.
To end this out. To mercifully.
This motherfucker want to talk about using fucking shirts. I thought this was a panda. Apparently, it's some fucking Whoopi Goldberg looking motherfucker. He's so fucking black that Whoopi Goldberg be like, oh shit, is he fucking that black? He's so black that a fucking eclipse would be like, oh shit, we got something to mark the calendar with. Because you're so black, I'm just saying. I didn't know eclipses was down. They do, though. I'm just saying. Stop smiling at me because it's the only time I can see you. Stop it. Quali, thank you for making my fucking theme music, but fuck you for trying to fucking overstep my fucking promo abilities. But you did do a fucking great job about trying to out me out. But I'm gonna just, if I can use this again, I'm gonna just push fucking buttons like fucking Ige and be like, yo, I would just fucking give up because you did my fucking theme music, and you are the champion of wrestling trivia. So, Quali, how's about a handshake? Bro, I'm not bullshitting.
There you go.
I'm not bullshitting. Hey, Quali. No. I'm not bullshitting. But, Quali, thank you so much because you did. You are a fucking big-time wrestling fan. So, I can't fucking down this dude because I want you to go against Big Homie right there, and OG Libra, and you guys need to do a fucking rap battle.
There we go. That went well over 69 seconds.
Because I don't even know what to say. I do 68.
No one's really has a clock.
I do 68. I'm just like tickled.
Well,
you
doubled the time. Yes, I got it. So with that said, we're gonna have the crowd decide who wins.
Nobody cheer for me. Cheer for Quali.
Please cheer for someone.
Cheer for Quali.
So we can mercifully end this segment.
Cheer for Quali.
How about for Quali? Let's go. Qualify.
Yeah!
And then, do we need to go?
We don't got to go. Quali. Quali won. Quali won.
And still retaining the Wrestling Trivia Challenge champion. We still don't have a belt. Will we have parting gifts? You do win something.
Again.
You do win.
You win black lips.
You win things.
That's from the blunts.
You win,
bro.
Wait, the roast is
over. You need chapstick?
No, you win something worse than black chapstick. You're in DVDs.
Black?
Yo! I want that shit! No! We challenge again!
DVDs in 2019.
Okay, so first off, right here, we got the Chris Jericho.
A little bit of the bubbly.
Nobody knows what that means. DVD. Nobody knows what that means.
No one knows what that is. We're going way above people's heads. We have the best pay-per-view matches of 2016.
Yeah.
I bought a house in 2016.
Quali, that's you.
This is my side piece, Sasha Banks.
All right. Let's.
Yidi.
We haven't gone perverted yet. Might as well this time. And Yidi. Then we have the last one. That's with Ultimate Warrior. DVD.
Big facts.
And Quali wasn't even born then. So it's fucking amazing.
Who really was?
No one was born.
At this point, really, who anybody was. But thank you, gentlemen. We got through it.
It happened.
Who knows if you're defending the title again? I really don't know.
It's mine forever.
It was super, but Quali, you did win.
I'm gonna take it away to parts unknown.
So let's go take a break here. We got OG Libra next. Sleep time's over. Let's
OG
go.
Libra, yes, sir.
I got my high shoes on right now. Oh, how's those though? Oh, fresh as fuck.
Go figure. Tiffany right. Nikes. Can we get that camera shot? Probably not. We're looking at nothing and no one's watching what we're looking at. But this is a.
You can't see what we're
But this big gentleman is here. His name is OG Libra. Welcome.
Hey.
To big the high draw room. He's here. Finally. Give this man a hand. Come on. I know it's late. Let's go. Give
big shock is right
One
there.
Hand against room. Another makes a sound here.
Honolulu City. Yes, yes.
Thank you for coming on, brother. What?
Hey, thanks for the invite, man.
I tell you what. You just got the new song that came out, so it's only
fitting. Way It Should Be, produced by Aya.
Shout out here right now. Ace One. Attendance. Yes.
High state music, man.
Yes. And you did some recently with Creed?
Did one recently with Creed. Never Gonna Change. It's on SoundCloud. The funny thing was I released a single last year called Culture Shock. And just so happens Creed released The Way of the Samurais on the same beat, same producer. And we're like, fuck, we're both going to drop it. And we made it a thing to get together and make a track. And we just did. We released it on SoundCloud. He released it on SoundCloud. Never Gonna Change. Check it out. It's pretty dope.
Nice. Is this a precursor to album coming up?
Yes, you got an album coming out in January, probably the first week of January. Produced mainly by Ace One. You got a track by AF Forum. It's high state music, man.
Yes.
It's just like the stuff I miss hearing. You know what I mean? Like I was doing the old thing. What the fuck is on this radio station? You know? And I wanted to bring back music that I like. So along with some friends, man, we're vibing. We got some hot shit coming.
I got to say, the new track, it sounds like, if you remember, Smooth the Hustler, Ooh. Sugar the Gambler.
Well, I'll take that.
I immediately thought of that when I first heard it.
Oh, I'll take that all day.
You, for the guys that remember Smooth the Hustler, and when you hear him perform, you're going to know what I'm talking about. But any new performances coming up, anything like that?
We got one in February, the Hawaii Sneakerheads event.
Oh, nice. Ooh,
you got to get a come there for that. That's like right. Nice. That's right in my lane. Perfect.
Right.
Get dust off the sneakers. Get all fresh.
Yeah, there you see that? That?
Flexibility.
Yeah. Way more flexible than me, man.
Segue into any fitness tips you want to give to this guy. How thick this guy is. Hey, come on, thick.
Hey, thick. Quick story, bros. Man. Quick story. This is like fairly new to me. I grew up like way big. I was like over 300 pounds. This is like definitely new for me within the past couple of years. I'm trying.
When did this whole transformation begin? Over a year ago?
Probably like 2 years now.
Nice.
I've been going hard like in the gym for the past year. My girl Sarah over there, she trains me hard.
She's shout out.
Bodybuilding competitor, a winner.
Oh,
bikini.
See?
Sean Ray. Hey, thanks, bro. You know, only swing one way, though. Right. Oh, okay.
Bugger, stay ripped. Yeah, put the weights back on the rack. I got it. Okay, so performing once again. What's the name of the song?
Way It Should Be.
Let's do it. OG Libra.
All right. Highbrow Room. Ace One. No, we have a G on this track too, but G couldn't make it. He's working and stuff, so I'm just going to rock one for you. It's produced by Brother A over here and Ace One Pacific Music Productions. Let's hit him, man. We get that louder? Yeah. Highbrow Room. Y'all ready? When it's go time, I go the whole nine. Many sons, Mr. Lieber with the old mind. It's been a long time coming and we so fly. The kind of vibe that could dilate your third eye. I'm on my old time, I rhyme like a coal miner. I dig deeper to find us where the soul shines. State of mind, something like a live wire on fire. When it's setting the vibe and high fire. Got a whole lot of mana, no time for drama. I keep it moving like a globe, try to throw shockers. There's no bonkers, your boy is a showstopper. More hotter than the 4th of July, that's my power. As I'm proper, it's time we all prosper. B and G, listen to line, we rap monsters. These heads ain't ready, I swear it's all posture. We're deadly with the melodies here, we heart stoppers. Woo! Ace One! Y'all feel this? This is the kind of vibe I walk into in a studio, man.
my ballroom. We're just taking a short break so I can take my breath. Not exactly in shape, and I'm running out of breath. Next track. We had a Tasho come in the studio for this one. Well, back in the day, produced by Ace One, DJ Leansky on the cuts. One of my favorites. Highbrow Room. Pump it up, man. H is up. H is up. Yeah. Well, I'm a legend in my own mind. It's old time, I got shine when it's go time. Hit the brethren, show bro, but show time. Well, he's hit him with the beat and got the cosign. It's no lie, snow fly, never tongue tied. Some try to cast shade, but I'm sunshine. It's okay, hit the studio, we on fire. Nothing new, running game like an umpire. We don't play, this is high state music, and we're taking the cake. We stimulate the sound barrier to radio waves. Seeing properly in line with every breath that I take. The mind something like a prize fighter raising the stakes. I'm raising my race. Ink slinging mask in the case. The mask avenger on the mic and back, saving the date. I'm feeling like a superhero when I'm cracking the case. Like I remember back in the day. Honolulu. Back in the days. Highbrow Room. This is high state music. It's your boy OG Libra. And we're taking the cake. H I state. It's high state music. H I state. You know what? Well, I was walking to paradise, rocking a pair of Nikes. Some kind of paradise between the now and afterlife. Or was just a younger running around with all these rappers. Like we hype at every function, floating higher than the satellite. We spit the gift of gab, we spit your weight in half. Some extraordinary humans on a different path. We formed the high state, maybe you recall the fam. We made it mandatory, guaranteed to rock a jam. We laid roots in the earth, we gave birth to the scene. The elements of hip-hop was introduced to the fiend. Teens putting in work, chasing after our dream. It don't always work the way that it seems, the way that it does, the way that it be. Some new branches growing leaves on a family tree. Looking back with a smile and a fine peace. And that's free, baby. H, I, state. H is up one time. H, I, state. You know what? And we're taking the cake. H, I, state. Highbrow Room. Sleep time is over, show. Your boy Libra. Yeah. It's been a long time coming. I'm in the cockpit, fingers on the button, launch a rocket.
I got this.
The one man army in the mosh pit.
Watch it.
I dance like a punk rocker.
Swing like a boxer.
An orthodox
southpaw.
I never got
lockjaw.
Target over here just like a duck hunt.
It's done for.
Bars hotter than the hottest pepper in your mouth, y'all.
Never quite an angel.
We never really been an outlaw. Johnny on the spot with the head rocker.
Yes, y'all.
Ready or not, it's all bets off your best off. On Fiesta, I seize the moment. Better gone bananas in the room, so I guess I'm a gorilla. True fact, jack like a
smokestack.
And when I'm on the mic and make your lady shake it,
Blue Max.
I got an appetite for destruction, and I
Suzanne.
Yo, when you hear me on the track, be like,
who's
ass? H I
stay.
Highbrow Room, H is up. H I stay. You know what? And we're taking the cake. H I stay high state family, high state music.
Just
H1 on the beat. Take y'all back in the day.
Can we take in the cake?
DJ Leaves on the cut, Highbrow Room. See, time is over, show. It's your boy Libra. Thank you for having me. Back in the day. Thank you.
Nice one, sir. Nice
Thank
one.
Thank you, bro. Ooh.
Work out already, huh?
Sweating, bro.
See, welcome to my world, right? This ain't a joke. But yes, we're gonna get out of here. Shout out Kaimana. Shout
my
out
Mana.
Qualified by smoking someplace.
Aristocrat.
Shout out Rucka, who's here. Shout Rucka. Out Freeze.
Freeze. Ace shout Wonder. Out
Sky Cameron.
AFR.
KO on the board. Ace White.
My boy's back here. I'm
the sorry, Lord Flores. Oh, yeah, go for it.
My boy's back here from Tattoolicious. Mike and Jess. Yes.
Nice. We got to get
well,
out of here.
Coming.
Shout out to King Tevez.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Sleep time's over. Good night.
Yeah. And Jay Nash.
Oh, yeah. I can't forget Jay Nash.
Thank you for listening to Sleep Time's Over. Time's over. No sleeping tonight.